This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza, over concern for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. Biden, in an interview Wednesday with CNN, says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says if Israel goes into Rafah, quote, we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used. Health officials said patients and doctors have been forced to evacuate a hospital in southern Gaza's Rafah. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Rafah's Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital. It's located in an area of the southern Gazan city that has been designated by the Israeli army as a combat zone as part of its military operations there. Health officials said around 200 patients in that hospital were forced to evacuate to the west of the city after receiving calls warning them to leave. The hospital has had to stop services. Hamas said it was battling Israeli forces in the east of Rafah on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli women rallied in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, demanding the release of around 130 hostages still held in Gaza after 6 months of Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces competing pressures at home and abroad when he weighs how far to push the operation to defeat Hamas in Rafah that complicates hopes of bringing Israeli hostages home. Street demonstrations against the government by families and supporters have become a constant fixture. This is VOA News. The Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th and the resulting war in Gaza led to a dramatic increase in anti-Semitism worldwide in 2023, a new report reveals, especially in the U.S. Natasha Mozgovaya has the story.
The Anti-Semitism Worldwide Report for 2023, published Sunday by the Anti-Defamation League and Tel Aviv University, revealed a 103% increase over the previous year in acts of violence, vandalism, and harassment targeting American Jews. According to the report, nearly three-quarters of American university students have witnessed an anti-Semitic incident in some form since the beginning of the academic year. Many pro-Palestinian protesters, however, insist they are not anti-Semites. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News.
European Union nations have reached a tentative breakthrough deal to provide Ukraine with billions in additional funds for arms and ammunition coming from the profits raised from frozen Russian central bank assets held in the bloc. The agreement announced on Wednesday among the 27 EU ambassadors came after weeks of tough negotiations that were made more complicated by the stringent financial limits on using such funds. It should free up to 3 billion euros a year for Kyiv, of which 90% could be spent on ammunition and other military equipment. South Africa's election on May 29th could bring major change, with polls suggesting the ruling African National Congress is likely to lose its majority after 30 years in power. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The ANC enjoys rock-solid loyalty from many black South Africans, especially older voters. Its heroic past as a liberation movement helped end the apartheid, and it has won a majority in national elections since 1994. However, in recent years, its support has dwindled. If the polls are correct, the ANC is on course to lose its majority for the first time since it came to power, raising the possibility of coalition talks. The Democratic Alliance won the second largest share of vote in the last election and has formed an alliance with several smaller parties.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The death toll from devastating floods that have ravaged southern Brazil for days surpassed 100 on Wednesday, authorities said, as the search for dozens of missing people was interrupted by fresh storms. Some 400 municipalities have been affected by the worst natural disaster ever to hit the state of Rio Grande do Sul, with hundreds of people injured and 160,000 forced from their homes. Many have no access to drinking water or electricity, or even the means to call for help, with telephone and internet services down in many places. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.